I'm David Ford. Jacob Felder is a man of many, many talents. He's a professional dancer, yoga and meditation instructor, circus-style acrobatic balancing artist, and a professional mime. Jacob began mesmerizing audiences as a traditional mime back in 1993. What's the best part of being a mime? What keeps you enthralled with this art so many years in?
Making people happy. As I got into it and as I saw, you know, how people responded, people were happy. And I was happy to make them happy. But then I would feel a little sad. And it wasn't so much after the party sadness. It was just a sadness, you know. And I realized that people just respond to someone acting so happy to see them, whether they know them or not. In most cases, I don't know any of the people, or very many of them, according to where I'm miming. And for that person to just act so happy to see them and have such, you know, big gestures for waving at them or pointing at them with a big smile and getting them involved in a picture taking where I, you know, put a little derby hat, little miniature derby hat on them or whatever. So it was kind of like, wow, you know, we all need to be nicer to each other. We all need to be happier to see each other than we really are. We should really be happy to see the people we see, whether they're friends, family, or strangers. And, you know, when we make their day, it makes our day. Just if people just treated each other better, you know, that happiness could be there a lot more of the time. Maybe not all the time, but a lot more of the time.
So when you were feeling sad, it was just the realization,
yeah,
how seldom that happens, that we don't treat each other.
Yeah. Just people just need to be happy to be people and to see people and just do what we can to make somebody else's day a little bit better place. Like the old saying goes, some of the most selfish people in the world are the most selfless ones, because the more they give of themselves and help others, the better they feel. You know? Yeah. And if we just forget the road rage.
Is there a specific aspect of miming, the process, the preparation, the act itself, the improvisational element that you look forward to every time, or does it change?
Well, the spontaneity, for sure.
Could you give me an example, Jacob, of something where it just came up in the crowd or when you're out in the street that you turn into something funny, that just on the spot?
I don't know why this one comes to mind, but there was a girl. She had an ice cream cone, and she was there with her mom. I think her mom was looking at some jewelry or something. And I started staring at the ice cream cone, you know. And look, oh, yeah, like I really want the ice cream cone. And I took a step forward, and she started chuckling. And then, you know, she chuckled a little more, and her mom kind of looked at the, you know, daughter, and the daughter pointed at me. So when the mom looked at me, I straightened up, and I pointed at the person next to me, you know. And they both, you know, they both just burst out laughing,
oh,
you know.
That's great.
Not me, him. You know.
That must be fun. You're improvising. You're out there. You've got to come up with something fast.
I mean, yeah.
And never the same job twice.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, if I draw a blank, I just run away.
End of act one.
And I run funny, you know. Yeah. Sling one leg out to the side, whatever it takes.
Yeah. I should try that. It wouldn't work on radio, though. Yeah. Professional mime artist Jacob Felder. For the past 12 years, his repertoire has expanded to include robotic living statues and a stilt-walking fringe clown as well. You can catch Jacob, the living statue, this fall during Raffaldini Vineyard's Fiesta Italia, the third Saturday in September. You'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. And you can follow Jacob Felder on Facebook. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.